I've been reading in Acts about Paul's missionary journeys throughout Asia Minor and Europe. And it's interesting how Paul knew in advance as he was going that he would get resistance to the gospel. But that didn't stop him. He knew that God had called him. He had left with Silas, and he met Timothy on the way, and they joined him. And they went from town to town, Ephesus to Philippi to Corinth. And they were preaching the gospel. First, you know, the word says that it's to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. He would always go into the synagogues each time that he'd go enter a new city to preach the gospel, because they needed to hear the truth also. And with that, many people believed upon the gospel of Jesus Christ, but many people didn't. And those that didn't became threatened by the gospel. They knew that and saw that they had to die to themselves. And when they saw that, they did not want to die. The Bible says that we are bound up all of our lives as slaves to the fear of death. This is why many people do things that are really not what they're supposed to do. It's because of fear. Fear will make you do all sorts of things. And these people, when they heard the gospel and they saw the truth, they became afraid because they had to die. When Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt into the desert to Mount Sinai, God had them to get ready to prepare themselves to meet God. So Moses had them all fast and wash their clothes and get ready, and they all brought them all up to the mountain of God. And then they looked at the mountain, and God came down. And there was thunderings, and there was lightning, and there was rumbling, there was earthquakes, there was everything you think when the God's presence would come upon the earth. And the people looked at that, and they became afraid. They knew at that moment they were going to die. And they said to Moses, "You go talk to God, and whatever you say, we'll follow." They missed an opportunity. They missed the opportunity to meet God personally. That's what God has always wanted, is to meet them personally. With that, we have a personal relationship with God. So Paul preached the gospel in Ephesus, in Philippi, in Corinth, all along the way, Thessalonica, Berea, all these cities that he went to. Place by place, he preached the gospel. And he showed them that Jesus is the Christ. And people looked at him, and again, some believed, some didn't believe. And those that didn't fought against Paul. One place they stoned him. One place they put him in prison. Most places they chased him out of. Paul was always being chased by the people who did not believe. You know, and Jesus said it himself. He said, "Why do you think it's strange? It's not strange. If they hated me, how much more will they hate you?" And that's the truth. And that's the real truth of the gospel. If you preach the gospel, there will be resistance, no matter what you do. You can be as gentle and kind as you want to be, and you're supposed to be, even to those that hate you. You be kind and you show the love of God, because that will convict them of sin. And so Paul preached the gospel, and he always did, and he walked around and he showed people the truth.